Today's daf Maseches Pesachim daf Yud. We learn a new Mishnah at the bottom of Amud Beis, setting a machlokas about what happens when one did not search for the chametz before the required time of stoppage on the 14th of Nisan. Rabbi Yehuda says the bedika window, the searching time period that one has, is at the night of the 14th, the next morning, and at the time of the Biur, at the time that a person has to actually get rid of the chametz. The Chachamim say as well, 14th at night, and if one didn't do it then, do the search on the 14th during the day. And if this didn't happen, Baduk B'toch HaMoed, which we will see has different interpretations. For now, we will go with the approach of most Rishonim, Tosos, the Rif. The Rambam understood the Chachamim to be saying, you will have to go ahead and need to do a search, a bedika, on the chag itself. And if you fail to do so, yivdok la'achar amoed. You'll have to do it even after Pesach has already come to a conclusion. We will learn in the second parak the chametz that was in one's possession, which is after the chag, that appears after the chag, that's asur bana, that's called chametz sha'avar alava Pesach, chametz that is prohibited to benefit from. So what does the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim seem to revolve around? Let's first understand how Rashi read this Mishnah differently than the way the other Rishonim. Lo badak betoch amod yivdok la'achar amod. So Rashi understood this phrase to mean split the day of the 14th into morning before the 6th hour and after this until dark. But according to Rashi, there's no requirement, the way that Rashi understood the Chachamim, there's no requirement to do the search on Pesach itself. So there's the night, there's the morning, and there's the afternoon until the evening, and that's it. After that, the concept of searching the chametz really dissipates and goes away. Rav Soloveitchik explains in Sefer Harei Kedem, Simen Chaf Aleph, taking us back to our learning on Daf Beis, says the purpose of the bedika, says the purpose of the search, according to Rashi, is to enable the mitzvah tashbisu, the mitzvah of getting rid of destroying the chametz itself. And this obligation or opportunity is only available on the 14th itself. Because the Torah says, Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, as we learned on the first day. It has to happen at that time. And it ends with the onset of the 15th. When Rashi said, and back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the purpose of the bedika was to avoid the transgressing, violating the Baal Yirah, Baal Yematzeh, violation of the Torah. This meant that the obligation of destruction of the chametz is the way to ensure no violation of Baal Yirah, Baal Yematzeh. But Tosos, as we noted, held that the purpose of the bedika is mishum shemiyav la'ochlo. Tosos said it's all about, and we're worried that the person's going to come to eat the food. If you don't search for it and find it, you might find it on the chag and come chas v'shalom to eat the food, to eat the chametz, even after the chag is complete. So in Tosos' words, yivdok kedei shel yis'arav lo chametz shel isur b'shel heter v'yochlenu. We're worried that you're going to have chametz that's around. That's chametz that is completely prohibited to benefit from, and it's going to get mixed in with the mutter chametz, with the chametz that's permitted. And it's going to be a problem. Comes to Soloveitchik and adds another beautiful point. Which chametz are we talking about searching for after Pesach is over? Is it the chametz that one performed already the bittul, that one performed the nullification, the statement of nullification, or not? So maybe chametz that had bittul, that had this nullification statement, is better than chametz that didn't have nullification. In other words, the concept of chametz sha'avar lava as a Pesach, chametz that Pesach has already come to an end and it's a leftover. It comes as a result, as we said, of violating Baal Yirah, Baal Yematzeh. You were supposed to get rid of it. But maybe it changes when you already actually did a bittul. So what would that depend on? It would depend on the reason of why we're doing the search and the search for the chametz in the first place. If you say like the Ran, which we quoted back on Daf Beis, that the search is a net, we're doing it to ensure proper chametz removal because we can't trust people's intentions. We can't trust people's hearts and minds when they're saying nullification that they really mean it. Then it's going to be legitimate chametz sha'avar lava Pesach. But for Tosfos, the issue is about maybe coming to eat it. One answer Tosfos was because we are regulated to eat chametz all year. We are strict not because of the chametz, but because of the prohibition of benefits. So it won't actually become chametz sha'avar lava Pesach according to that approach. But the second answer was due to Baal Yirah, Baal Yematzeh. And this is inherent to chametz. This is an issue of chametz. And that, indeed, according to that other answer, also would result in a case of chametz that was left over, chametz sha'avar lava Pesach, which would be prohibited to benefit from.